This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today.
The big redhead from Harvard, it's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
It's funny. I don't have any feeling of being impressed when I hear Harvard. I'm annoyed.
At this point in my life, well, I think I've always been annoyed, although it might have been a little bit of jealousy. Now it's just annoyed. The more we learn about it, their ideology, how a lot of people get in. I've known enough people that went to Harvard now to not be impressed. So
the average grade is an A now.
Yeah, whatever. Anyway, Conan O'Brien went to Harvard and was involved in National Lampoon there, and then went on to write for The Simpsons and Saturday Night Live and have his own show. And even with all that success, I think he's more successful now at age 60 than he's ever been in his career. He just sold his podcast dealio to SiriusXM for $150 million, and he's got millions of people that tune into his various works now. So good for him. Funny guy, creative guy. An interesting thing about his personality that I heard in an interview I want to bring up. But first, let's hear a clip of him on The Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon. First time he'd been back to The Tonight Show since he got it taken away from him back in the day.
This really nice young guy in a white shirt and a baseball cap starts chatting with me. And he's saying, you know, Conan, I love the podcast. And I really love the old late night clips. I watch them all the time. And, you know, I also really like the stuff you did with The Simpsons. And I'm like, he's so nice. Yeah. And I'm saying, thank you so much. Then we both go through the TSA thing. He goes through. I go through. I collect all my stuff. You know the way you're kind of distracted? I put my belt on, get my shoes back on. I turn around, see the guy, white shirt, hat. And I go, you know what? Let's do a selfie. Come on. Come here. Let's do a selfie. And the guy goes, okay. Let's go, you knucklehead. And I get him like in a headlock.
Yeah.
And he does a selfie. And just as he's taking it, I look, my guy's over there. This is just a guy who's also wearing a white shirt and a baseball cap, which is pretty effing common. So rewind that story now and see it from his point of view. He's waiting for his wife to come through. Conan O'Brien comes through and is like, hey! Selfie, get in here! Come on!
Come on!
Get over here!
That's what I'm talking about.
And I told the guy, I feel so, but you can delete it. And he was looked like he was on the fence about deleting it. I felt terrible. But I love moments like that where I'm go right back down to whatever you think you've achieved in life.
Immediately humble.
There's a guy who thinks, I met Conan O'Brien, he's just an insane a-hole.
would be confusing. You're standing there. Conan O'Brien all of a sudden shows up. Let's do a selfie.
What? What? Okay. Oh, that's a great story. Oh, Lord. And well told.
God, Conan O'Brien flying commercial and taking off his belt and shoes. I mean, when was that? Or does he still do that, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah, I wonder. He doesn't even do the TSA pre-check? It's not that expensive, man.
So one thing I wanted to, so Conan O'Brien's probably really closer to your era, Katie, as being the big late night king than ours. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, huge. I love him. I think he's hysterically funny.
He is. He is a funny, funny guy.
Well, in he's a just very likeable. Unique way.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love watching his stuff where he goes out in the public and just messes with people. He's got a great series on YouTube where I think if you just type in Conan, he has his own channel, and it's just all this stuff of him with like Kevin Hart having the intern drive and just completely screwing with her the whole time. It's just wonderful.
Yeah. And another Conan thing is, heard of Adam Sandler on a different podcast talking about how when Conan was a writer there, and a lot of those big stars from Saturday Night Live were there. And then when Conan got his own show, they were all so excited for him because they all liked him. And Adam Sandler and David Spade and Chris Farley and all those people went over to somebody's house to watch his first show because they were all so excited that he was getting his big shot to be a big deal. And it turned out to be a big deal. And like I've mentioned a few times, he just sold his podcast for $150 million to Sirius after all his success. So good for him. But even with all that, he was on somebody else's show and talking about how, and I think this is true for a lot of people, how no matter what has happened in his life, he's still the same guy he was in high school. When in high school, he was a very awkward, not very well liked weirdo with not very many friends. And he said he's still that. He still sees himself that way. He's still always uncomfortable. He said he doesn't, at this point, he's 60 years old. He doesn't expect anything will ever change that. So no level of crowds cheering, money, success, anything has changed who he was in high school. And even without the crowds, money and everything like that, I feel the same way too. So why is who we were in high school baked into who we are for the rest of our lives? Whose cruel trick was that?
I guess back when I would have been a cave boy, it just didn't matter. Life was so completely different for the first 99.99999% of mankind's existence. It was, you know, all right, look, you're of breeding age, you're of fighting age, you're of tracking down a mastodon and putting a spear in him age. Let's get this done.
When you're going to be dead by age 24, most likely.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
So it didn't matter.
Yeah, yeah, weird, if you're still searching for yourself at age 48 as a caveman, well, that's a rarity. I just don't know who I am.
I've seen it work both ways, too. I've known a few people that were big deals in high school, and adult life has not worked out for them that well, but they still see themselves as the big deal. And it just, it's kind of weird to be around. You know, things don't look that great for you, but okay, good for you.
Well, you still got the nose in the air. Congrats, looking good.
That but attitude makes it hard to feel bad for them, though.
Right. Right, right, right.
I suppose so. I don't recall running into anybody who really answered to that description recently, but I don't know. I think I would pity them all the more, but again, I haven't brushed up against them, so I don't know. But getting back to the whole caveman thing, so I guess, you know, typical, if you're going to have like a midlife crisis or, you know, what am I doing? Why am I doing this? Is this how I want to spend the rest of my life? It'd be like at age 17 as a caveman, right?
Right.
All of this eating meat and sitting around a fire.
I wonder if that's the biggest problem. If that's the biggest problem modern humans have is our brains and consciousness just was not designed to go past like hardly past age 20. Breed, win a battle, die. Next.
Right. Right. Yeah. And I'd imagine if there were scientists 50,000 years ago, if you were to say to them, what do you suppose happens to the brain around age 80? They would say, what the hell are you talking about? Why do you care?
Right. Yeah. Are you going to become disillusioned with life at age 45? 45? Who do you know is 45, says the caveman.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And if they are, so what? If you'll excuse me, there's a tiger chewing on my leg.
But if you have imposter syndrome, I would say if Conan O'Brien still has imposter syndrome, you ain't getting rid of yours either, no matter what you achieve. That's what I learned.
Oh, from yeah. That. Yeah. You know, I became aware that, I suppose I can go ahead and say it. My daughter, like so many of us, has a bit of that. And we were touring a law school the other day, and the two fabulous young women who were taking us around on the tour admitted to flaming imposter syndrome. And they were so sweet. They said, everybody has it. Everybody has it. Don't worry about it. You can do this. You'll be fine. And it was great. And I think more people need to know that. I tried to teach my kids that. You know that feeling? Your big successful dad has it every day. Every day. Don't worry about it. Fake it till you make it. Seriously. But it's hard to convince people. They think, oh, you're just saying that to make me feel better.
Right. I remember an interview I saw with Paul Begala. He is one of the people that got Bill Clinton elected president, and he was talking about what it was like to be at the White House and walk in there every single day. And he said, if you don't walk into the White House every day with imposter syndrome, there's something seriously wrong with you, because everybody feels like, I can't believe I'm here. Why am I here? Of all people, me.
Right, right. I am not good enough for this. I am not important enough for this. I see the ghost of, you know, Thomas Jefferson standing there in the corner. Hi, Tom. Did you see the game last night?
So but again, kind of getting to the other side of it, I feel like I have known some people who don't seem like they've ever had any self-doubt one second in their lives. And are they just pulling it off really well, or do they actually not ever have any self-doubt?
I think those people probably exist. Katie, your opinion? I just don't think there are many.
I feel like I feel like they're probably just hiding it well. It's like a natural thing for someone to feel. I think
I would guess 80% of the people you perceive are that way are faking it. And maybe 20% of those people actually have whatever genetic gift it is to be, you know, super comfortable and no imposter syndrome. I didn't really have it until I became an adult. And I guess, I don't know.
I don't think I had it either, but it's partially because I hadn't achieved anything. So what would I be an imposter about?
I was just going to say, as I kept running into things that were increasingly difficult, I would think, oh boy, I could really fail at this. Does anybody around here realize I could completely fail at this?
Katie, because I wear a suit to work most days, I still, like walking down the street in a suit, feel like people can look at me and say, what's that guy wearing a suit for? He's not a suit guy.
Who are you trying to kid?
Without knowing a thing about you.
Right. You just could tell by looking at me, that's not a guy who wears a suit. What kind of act is that?
Hey, you think he borrowed that suit or stole it or something?
What are you trying to impress?
Look at the dipshit in the suit. Who's he trying to kid?
Right. Exactly. That's what I think.
Yeah.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect.
Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
You guys want to hear something else about Conan? As far as he's really tall, and he had some, you know, here, I'll just play the clip for you. Wait, one
Go
more.
Go ahead, yeah.
Standing up on this desk, I was almost as tall as you are. You're a very tall
Yes,
individual.
I'm a freak. Yeah, it's not good. I'm a kind of height, and many people have said that it's that would hurt your career to be that tall. I was told that there were, over the years, guests that may not want to come on, especially male actors that are smaller. But no, I was self-conscious about that. I didn't want to, as you know, if you're the host, you want to make sure that everyone's comfortable.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to be this big Muppets puppet dangling over everybody, so I was constantly crouching.
That's interesting. I'm more interested from the side of there are actors who wouldn't go on a show because you'd be shorter than the host. Really?
Or, because you would look really, really short.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, wow. There have been a bunch of movie stars like that through the years. Tom Cruise.
I'm glad I don't have to live my life thinking about that.
Humphrey Bogart was tiny, which I hadn't realized until, he was long gone. But
I just saw his, so we were at the Warner Brothers tour my son and I took in Burbank, and they have the outfit he wore in Casablanca. I was like, what is he, a pygmy? Was he a fifth grader? And who could fit in that?
He was only 5'8".
Oh, I don't know. Was he even that tall? He must have been a tiny 5'8". He had these tiny little shoes and pants. It's like,
oh, yeah. Oh, he probably had a 25-inch waist, as guys did at the time. But
wow.
Yeah, a lot of it is love scenes with Ingrid Bergman and other leading ladies. He was literally standing on a box.
Not sexy.
Wow. That's amazing, because his work, he just looks taller. You just make that assumption.
Yeah.
So you don't want to go on Conan O'Brien and look up at him and everybody knows
that's why
Tom
he never went on Conan. That's right.
Hey, just some things that you could look up on YouTube. Conan staring contest with Andy Richter.
That's a good one.
Conan drives a UPS truck. I don't know if you remember. That was a funny one. He goes on a route with the UPS driver. It's hilarious. He also visits a winery to see how wine is made, and I love that one as well. So,
okay.
I'll check it out. Excellent tips. Thank you.
Well, I guess that's it.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.